terrific running attack. You've faced some of these before. Are they as dangerous as anybody?
Oh, without a doubt, Gary. I mean, this kid is, Charles is having a fantastic year. I think he's better than last year. And obviously Thomas Jones, everybody knows his track record. And, you know, he helped take the Jets to the playoffs last year, and he's still running at the same form. But, I mean, they got an outstanding running attack.
What do you got to get? How do you get back to the way you defended the run against Tennessee? How do you make that happen again?
Well, I think we're all searching for those answers. You know, I think a little bit has to do with the personnel that you have. You know, obviously we've had to change some things up due to injuries, and I think there's no one looking forward to Robert Ayers coming back more than me. And, you know, but I think that's just all part of the playing in this league. We just got to get everybody healthy, and hopefully we can get back to the ways we were.
Where are the turnovers and sacks and pass, you know, pressure and stuff? Where are those going to come from, and how do you get those kind of rolling?
It's funny you say that, Lindsey, because we were just talking about that today as a defense. This year, and Gary was mentioning some of the running backs we played, we're facing more runs than anybody. There's a, you know, complementary football has a lot to do with that. But, you know, when you're facing 34, 35 runs a game, you know, in the first eight games, there's not going to be a whole lot of sacks because you're playing basically the wing T offense. So that'll come when we start playing complementary football, and hopefully we can get some two-score leads and try to, you know, cut back on people's offenses.
And this seems to be a team that's really hard to turn the ball over against. I mean, they don't throw interceptions and...
Without a doubt. They don't throw interceptions because they don't throw the ball. I mean that's just it. I mean, it's going to be just like coming to your Friday night high school game when you're seeing a wing T team. They run the ball. And that's what's making them a good team, because they're feeding off of their defense's turnovers and takeaways, and they do some good things with it.
Are you surprised at all that they don't play Jamal Charles more? But
I would play him every snap, but then it's not too bad when they go with Jones either, you know, because it's the same thing there. They have two quality backs, so I'm not going to try to coach their team, but you know, he's playing really well.
So I'm imagining that pull set the edge idea.
We've mentioned it. Yeah, it's come up, Jeff. It's come up. It definitely has.
But Champ said it's important to notice which running back is back there, because they are different in the way that you might have to defend them.
Right.
So it needs to be the awareness of, okay, it's Jones or it's Charles.
Right, because, you know, obviously Charles has the speed, which we all saw last year, you know, that he can get out on the edge and he's gone. Okay. Now Jones doesn't have quite the same speed, but where he lacks in speed, he makes up in power. So he'll run you over. So his runs are more direct than what Charles are, more straight downhill. And Charles, he's like a water bug. He can go anywhere.
From a coaching standpoint, is this a fun week at all, knowing, you know, you've got Josh and his relationships with Charlie and Romeo and them knowing each other, and in terms of scheme and figuring out, you know, chess match and all that kind of stuff?
I think in this profession, you know, when you're in it long enough, you know a lot of people. And I obviously respect the fact of the relationships with Josh and Rack and Charlie and those guys. But, you know, the bottom line is, this is the Broncos against the Chiefs. We can't stand the Chiefs. We're going to go play them.
Having said that, Coach, being putting 2-6 behind you and this being the first game of the rest of the season, how do you guys plan on making a statement in that sense?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a game on Sunday, and I think every Sunday you go out, you try to make a statement. And like I said, it's the Chiefs, you know, it's a rivalry game, and I think it's going to be a fun game for everybody to come out and watch.
When people look at some of the things that have gone on through the season, sometimes too many men on the field, one time too few, how does that kind of stuff happen?
Well, you know, the sometimes it's where they change personnel late. We've had 2-12 guys on the field this year. We've hopefully rectified it during the bye week. You know, that's our job, is to make sure we have enough guys on the field. And, you know, the other personnel that are coming up on it is, you know, really not my area on that one.
Have you asked if you can play 12?
Sometimes we've needed 12.
Did you check into that? I don't know.
Hopefully I'm not playing 12. That means I'll be on the CFL.
Coach, on a day-to-day basis, how does having a guy like Brian Dawkins in your defense make your job easier?
Well, with Brian, I mean, it's something that I never take for granted, because of the person he is and also the player that he is. Because he comes out and practices hard every single day. He's a leader. He's a leader in the locker room. He's a leader when you're around. He's a leader when you're not around. He's a great person, first of all, and a great family man. So, you know, I just appreciate every day I have with him.
Have you ever seen a guy colder than Trey right now?
No, I'm getting ready to ask Gary if he wants my sweatshirt.
Well, yeah, I do.
Pat, last one? Yeah, how difficult is it to switch on the fly from the 4-3 to the 3-4?
Well, I think there's challenges to it, you know, but I also give our guys a lot of credit. You know, we got a lot of smart football players, and, you know, the 4-3 didn't look too bad against the Jets, and obviously it didn't look good against the Raiders. So, you know, there's a lot of things when you go back and look at them that you say, well, we needed this to happen or needed that to happen, and we've worked on them in this bye week. And I know that our side of the ball is ready to go this week.